Good evening. Four men, including myself, are here at the facility that normally hosts Maranatha Baptist Church. It's almost 6 p.m., and the Lord's Day will officially begin in a few minutes. But yet on the Lord's Day tomorrow, we will not assemble in this building. For you on sermon audio that normally listen, we wanted to let you know what Maranatha Baptist Church is doing in these times of trial. For our members, this is just an opportunity to go on with the Lord. As an athlete trains for competition and the warrior trains for battle, the Christian likewise trains for exercising his faith in the midst of trials. This is such a time. We are experiencing a trial that has the entire world asking questions and changing their daily routines. We are learning and experiencing new phrases such as social distancing, shelter in place, state lockdown, essential business, and more. Is this something new? For most of us, we would answer yes. However, looking at biblical history, we should answer no. Plagues and turmoil have been just as much a part of biblical history as have times of peace and prosperity. Perhaps the most novel part of this current epidemic is not gathering together in a church facility on the Lord's Day. We have been asked by our civil authorities not to meet in order to help combat the spread of COVID-19 virus. Most churches have canceled their services and have closed their building, as we have at Maranatha Baptist Church. We feel this is the biblically correct response in obeying our governing authorities given the circumstances. We can't meet together as a church body, so what are we to do? The biblical answer is that we are to worship in our homes. In this time of trial, we might find that we will be blessed by putting into action the very thing we have been training for in our church. For many years, Maranatha Baptist Church has had as a priority in its teaching the godly home, teaching that the following be practiced in the home: Bible reading, prayer, worship and song, meditation and self-examination, and reading other proven biblically based books. Members of Maranatha Baptist Church are familiar with the call to make Bible study in the home a daily practice, to pray daily in our home, and to worship daily in our home. This is our time to practice what we have been training for. It is for such a time as this. We can joyfully exercise our freedom to worship Christ in our home when the public gathering of saints is not an option. We, as trained warriors for Christ, should be equipped and ready, just as an athlete is ready for his day of competition and the warrior is ready for his day of battle. We are ready for our day to exercise what we have been training for. In the time when the public gathering of the saints is not an option, the people of God should gather in their homes under the headship or the lead of the head of the family and praise Jesus Christ that He has given us the ability, knowledge, tools, and know-how to worship Him. We have all the resources we need. We have the Bible. Needs to get on in prayer, a heart and a mind to meditate on the Scriptures and to examine our own lives and our devotion to Christ, music to sing to Christ, sermon audio. And let me suggest John MacArthur, Alistair Beggs, Josh Bass, Steve Lawson, Owen Strand, Paul Washer, or any of the 100-plus sermons on sermon audio from Maranatha Baptist Church to listen to, and other readings by proven writers such as Pilgrim's Progress, Grace Gems. And by the way, the Grace Gems by email gives you many more options for your private devotion or family worship time, Spurgeon's morning and evening devotional, and many more excellent books. We also have access to paper and pen to record our thoughts and prayers and studies, phones and computers to call, text, email, and check on brothers and sisters and to pray with them. The list goes on and on, but I hope we all see that we have both the resources and the know-how to worship in our homes during this time of trial. God has been gracious in providing for us all the tools necessary to worship Him and has been most gracious in equipping us with knowledge and the know-how to do it. Let us thank Him for not leaving us without the tools and ability to do so. Let us also be mindful that this trial is unique in that we currently have most, if not all, our physical needs met and we are without persecution. Thank our Lord for His provisions. And on a positive note, perhaps this will be a time to slow down and reflect on who God is, who we are, and the truth of an everlasting eternity. A time to slow down to teach our kids how to kick, throw, or catch a ball, or take a walk in the beautiful outdoors. Make the most of this opportunity for extra time with the Lord, and if you have family, with them. Let us count this trial as joy for the reasons James gives us in James 1, 2 through 4. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness, and let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. In closing, let me encourage you to spend much time in prayer privately and with your family, if that is applicable. Pray for our churches, that they would be strong and courageous in living for God's glory, living in radical obedience to His commands, striving to love the world less and God more, and working in these times to advance His kingdom through the local church. Pray for your church leaders as they navigate these uncharted waters. Pray for our country, that this would be the time in which we repent of many known and willful sins, the murder of the unborn, the redefining of marriage, the acceptance of gross sexual immorality, all that goes with the LGBTQ movement and the move towards approving or normalizing transgenderism, all of which are a reversal of the way God said it would be in the beginning. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Pray that God Almighty, the God of creation, would turn America back to Him. That God would be merciful towards us. That God would do with this virus what needs to be done to turn us back to Him. That God would do with this virus what He chooses to do for His honor and His glory. Pray for our national, state, and local leaders that they would be blessed, protected, and led by God in all that they do. Governor Asa Hutchinson just today has proclaimed tomorrow, March 29th, as a day of prayer for the state of Arkansas. Let us honor his request as individuals and families and pray for our state. Pray for those in the medical field working on the front lines of battle, especially for our own people of Maranatha Baptist Church. Pray that God will protect them. And if you need a list of the ones connected to our church, please contact me. We love you and thank the Lord for the privilege of serving you in these challenging days, and we cherish your prayers, the elders of the church. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would use times like this to do as you see fit with your people, with your church, and with this country. I pray that you would be with the president. I pray that you would be with Mike Pence. I pray that you would be with the team that he has assembled. I pray in the name of Jesus and thank you for godly men like Mike Pence and Ben Carson that make up that team and many more. Tony Perkins, men and women who have access to the president, who are praying for the president. And I pray, dear Lord, and I claim supernatural knowledge and wisdom for him to handle this in such a manner that you would get all the honor and glory. Lord, I do pray that you would do with this virus what you see fit to do to bring your church, your people, and a country to repentance. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to encourage one another. We thank you for the opportunity we have to go on with you regardless of whether we can assemble in the church facility or not. And I pray that everything that we do going forward in these days would bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. For it's in His precious and holy name that we pray. Amen.